Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. We appreciate that. And that'll allow all the great animal stuff I post to come up on your timeline so you won't miss anything. And go check out the Pooh Bear in the clouds. It's really cute. And all the other great stuff I posted this week. It is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday today on Animal World. Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here, and phone lines are open if you'd like a free remote treatment from Jude and Paul. And if you'd like to get a hold of them when they're not on the air, you can check them out at www.whispering-dragon.com. dragon.com, and they've got some specials going on. $20 off for new clients or remote sessions that are scheduled. You don't necessarily have to happen. You just have to schedule them before the end of November. You can get $20 off. And of course, if you're already a client and you refer a new patient to them, if they mention you, you get $10 off your next session. And if you'd like to give them a call and set up an appointment, Whispering Dragon Center phone number is 206-706-2836. Alrighty, we are in the middle of a remote treatment going on for Sue and Bothell. Good morning again, Sue.
Hi.
We're almost at the conclusion of it. We did, on the break, we did a bunch of stuff, kind of some of it at the physical level and some of it in the field, but relating to physical structure stuff and energy affecting the physical structure, kind of in the mastoid area and the occiput, and then and actually a rib on the left side too.
Ooh, now that you get the didgeridoo, Sue.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of finish up here with
comes the big guns. Almost, yeah, that is so big. You need some help holding that baby up. Yep, down below. Such a great sound. It's interesting, it's different than the pool. And the instrument is quite a bit bigger.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And oh, now here comes the big bowl. But boy, I just really love the Tibetan bowls.
Yeah, they're very powerful.
And then they come in a number of different sizes. So obviously the different sounds...
The different sizes, different thicknesses. The
thickness of the metal that they're made with?
Yeah, well, and they're made of, traditionally made out of seven different metals. And the seven metals correspond to seven planets, so they're planetary correspondences. That's why they're in the Akatonic system, because it's planetarily oriented. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So seven different metals... That relate to the seven planets.
Well, yeah, the seven visible planets at the time that planets were visible only with the naked eye.
Uh-huh.
Right,
and the sound of the bowl also sort of depends on the proportions of the metal.
Uh-huh. Well, right,
so,
I love them.
So Mercury is mercury, Venus is copper, Mars is iron, Jupiter is tin.
Yeah.
Saturn is lead.
Wow.
What did I miss? I missed one.
Well, what about, is there Earth?
There's, well, and gold for the sun and silver for the moon. But no, the Earth isn't included in those. So that's
it was the planets that we were looking out at, not the one that we were on.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it was before telescopes were invented that these correspondences came up, so you couldn't see anything past Saturn, really.
Huh, amazing. So how are we doing with Sue?
I think we're done.
All right, Sue, how are you feeling?
Normal, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll have to report back and let us how you're doing now, because they did a lot of different stuff today. So
all right.
We'll be real interested to see. You could call in next week. I'm going to be in the studio, just me. It's going to be a behavior training and healing Sunday, and anything anybody wants to talk about. Mostly related to animals on the air, but you could give me a call next Sunday just to let me know if you experienced anything different this week. Okay.
Okay, and I also want to call when Darcy's there, because Dr. Nelson, you suggested that too.
That's right. We have to tune in to Sue's kitty on the other side. Darcy will be on the second Sunday of November.
Okay.
And I definitely believe that part of this is a field thing with.
Okay, so you're picking up the kitty too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that'll be a good one. Alrighty, Sue. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see. We are going to head now to see... Oh, well, I should let you know, before we do that, we have got open phone lines. So if you would like a free remote with Jude and Paul Ponton for you and or your animal friends, your home or business or clearing or whatever, we have open lines, and local phone number is 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 1-888-298-5569, and our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, let's go to Seattle and Deanna. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Happy Sunday to you all.
Well, happy Sunday to you too.
Thank you. The last time you were on the program, you gave me a session, and I had something that giggled whenever you did whatever you did to me, something in there giggled.
Oh.
And so I went and I had a biopsy of my thyroid, a nodule on my thyroid.
Oh.
And I just learned that it's now benign. And so I just wanted to let you know the happy outcome from that giggle.
Right. All right. All right. So that's really good news.
Yeah.
So anything that Jude and Paul can help you with today?
Well, on the 26th of October, I'm going for a CT scan of a nodule in my lung.
Oh, well, we better clear that out. Were you aware of the nodule in the thyroid at the time when you called in before?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it brought it to your attention.
Yeah.
Well, that is good news, and so glad to hear that it's benign. Do you know in the lungs, is it right or left lung?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. You just know there's a nodule somewhere?
Yeah, they said there's a nodule. I was having a feeling like I was having appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did this CT scan on me, and they found this nodule in my lung. I don't have appendicitis, but they said...
Wow.
And they said there was a clamp in my belly that nobody could figure out how it got there. So, kind of weird to be
clamp?
Almost 70 and they're...
Huh. A clamp, like a surgical clamp or something?
Yeah. A surgical clamp on your in your lungs?
In my belly.
In your belly. Well, yeah, because you'd had surgery before?
Well, I've had a lot of surgeries. But... you'd think I would have noticed it or something.
Huh. Yeah, you would think so. It's still there?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, you hear stories, from time to time about surgeons leaving, sponges or, instruments inside people.
Yeah.
I guess I never met anybody that was one of those people. Now we know one. So it looks like Jude's doing something with Mars and Venus forks.
Yeah,
here.
She's actually working, I think, on the Chong Extraordinary Vessel. Before that, she did the Ren Extraordinary Vessel, which kind of goes up to the lung area. Now she's doing a series of points on the between the ribs and the muscles between the ribs over the kind of beside the... sternum called mountain of balance points. They're actually points on the kidney channel, but they're together. They're called mountain of balance points, and fork she's using are mercury, which has a corresponds to the lung, and then Chiron, which is kind of a general healing energy to balance whatever's going on there. Not picking up anything particularly active in the
lung.
In that nodule or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing though, because you say you're not feeling anything active there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it looks like now you've got the big ohm forks. So you must be working on feet. Are you?
Yeah, I'm grounding.
Grounding.
I just felt like there was a. It would be a good idea to ground. And I'm.
Can we do Mars and Chiron on? Mars, Mercury and Chiron on lung 9.
That's a long point.
It's
on the
lung
wrist,
point.
Huh?
It's near the wrist. It's what's called the source point of the lung channel. And traditionally they say that these are places where the energy of the organ, associated organ, it goes deep, or you can access it very deeply. We also think that the source points connect us to our connection with source energy through that particular organ. So this is how kind of helping bringing in, the big guns, bringing in source energy to help balance things out.
Well, no, you're getting bowls. Oh, you're getting more. You're getting two bowls at once because Jude's passing them out here.
The crows just landed on my ledge.
A what?
The crows just landed on my ledge.
Oh, maybe they're coming in to help.
So yeah, coming in to see.
I'm wanting to just sort of clear the field. I think that there was just... It's,
clear Deanna's field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just from all of these little things.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. You got a small medium bowl and a medium bowl, medium large bowl.
Yeah, the other thing is that some of these diagnostic procedures like CAT scans and MRIs really affect the energetic field around the body as well. So these help to kind of bring things back into balance after you've had those kinds of procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Loving that.
Yeah, it feels like a radiation.
Are you feeling the bowl energy?
Yeah. It feels like it's just radiating around me.
Oh, well, that's the A. So Jude's happy about that.
That was sort of the intent.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen. Yay.
Cool.
So it's nice to have the confirmation that it actually did. I think Jude is still tuning in here.
I'm also, Jude, I'm getting Ren 17 also with
yeah. You Ren 17, you pointed to your chest.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's actually the, Ren 17 is an acupuncture point, but it's actually the same place you would go for heart chakra.
It's
kind of the...
So that's Om and New Moon again.
Yeah, this is
so open it up.
Opening, and then I think maybe going to Venus and Jupiter as well there.
Hmm. You see Venus. So Venus and Jupiter forks.
Yeah, this is
on the heart again.
Yeah, this is just. I think this is just expanding. You know, love and compassion, unconditional love.
Oh, like
which
that.
Is always a good vibration for that area.
Yeah, absolutely. So when do you go in to have this nodule checked out, Deanna?
The 26th.
26th, that's right, you said that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're getting the Tibetan bowl.
The bell. Tibetan bell, she's going actually up the chakras in the front with it. Feels pretty... Feels something up above, like fifth chakra, maybe?
It's interesting. In the studio here, Deanna, there's the air conditioning has kicked in big time, and there's a real chill going through the air right now. And often find that really cold energy can be indicative of really high energy coming in. But it seems to be particularly pronounced more than it normally is.
And well, now she's doing an ohm,
high octave ohms.
High octave ohms in the field. Yeah. The were you going to say something?
It's just that, like when my daughter calls, she's high energy.
Uh-huh.
So the crows always show up on the ledge for some reason.
Ah.
And so they just came in today, and it's like, oh, it's really fun.
They're stealing a little energy hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jude's weighing out the situation, looks like, here. I haven't actually... Looks like you're working
like
with scales?
I'm sort of seeing an image of a scale.
Yeah.
And not quite balance, it feels like you need to lighten something on the heavy end. So
Lighten.
So I'm actually going with, if I can find it.
Oh, you know, that is so, I was just going to say, isn't that Neptune?
Yeah.
That's the fork that when you said you wanted to lighten it, that's the fork that flashed at me, and I was going to say something, and I didn't. Woohoo!
Except
cool.
Except you did.
Except, well, I did after she picked it up, but I thought, oh, she'll think I'm, I don't know, but that's the one that flashed at me. So she's using
it. Yeah, so what it is that Neptune kind of can dissolve things, and what it felt like was, it showed up because there was a little pattern, not very much of a pattern even, but just if we can sort of dissolve that, then that lightens up, it equalizes the energy.
Wonderful, because you're using Om and Neptune. And the Neptune is a real pretty light...
they call it seafoam.
Seafoam, yeah, that is. It's a light seafoam color.
So that feels...
Yeah, it feels done.
All right. You feel cooked, Deanna?
I'm cooked.
Yeah, all right. Well, we will look forward to...
Thank you again. I was just calling in to say thank you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I was going to get another...
Well, you're welcome.
Session.
And
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And so we'll look forward to hearing from you, and let me know how you're doing. Okay?
I will.
All righty. Blessings
you.
To you.
You're
and
also.
We'll talk to you next time. All righty.
Thanks,
Deanna.
Bye.
Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, it is time to take advertisers and sponsors, take care of them, and guess what? We have wide open phone lines, so we could also, as long as we've got open phone lines, why don't we could test and see if anybody's out there, and we might as well do our missing link giveaway while we've got open lines. So here's the deal. If you would like a version of the missing link supplement sent to your doorstep, you can choose any of the dog versions. There's one that focuses on hip and joint, one on skin and coat. There's the senior formula with the New Zealand green muscle. There is a cat formula. There's the wellness blend, which is a vegetarian formula. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and any other little house critters as well. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula for like city chickens and stuff. If you would like any of those formulas, just have to be 18 years or older and can't have won a contest here on Animal World or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days, then you can pick up your phone right now. The how about the missing link words of the day? Whispering Dragon Center. How about that? Make sure they know the name. Whispering Dragon Center. So pick up your phones and talk to Kathy or Prescott, whoever picks up the phone, and let them know you want the missing link. So local number. You can also call in if you just like a free remote with Jude and Paul Ponton, or if you've got questions for them, that's fair game too.
Yeah.
And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton with Harmonic Energy and Shifting Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, that sounds pretty accurate to me. Well, hey, everybody, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. If you want to check them out, www.whispering-dragon.com. And, Paul, you guys are on Facebook, too. What's the Facebook?
Whispering Dragon Center.
Yeah, okay, no dash. Just Whispering right. Dragon Center on Facebook. That's what I thought. And their phone number if you want to schedule a session. Because remember, if you're a new client and you book a session before the end of November, you get $20 off. And if you're a regular client and you send a referral and they mention you when they book their appointment, you get $10 off your next session. So Whispering Dragon Center in the Greenwood area of Seattle, 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. All righty, we are going to head to Seattle, and Raul, welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Raul.
Good morning, friend. How's it going?
Hey,
good
morning, Raul.
Good morning.
There's that wonderful, happy voice I love to hear.
It's all your fault, because you make me all cheer up. And
well, I just love to hear your voice. You just have a wonderful resonance to your voice, and you always sound so happy. Anyway,
thank you.
We talked to you last week with Dr. Nils, did we not?
Yes, and I took your offer, so I called back. And, you know, it's just this hip, this low back pain comes and goes, but it's more steady, and the hip is pretty tense. You know, it's left and right, it comes and goes as well.
So it's both hips?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you notice any difference after Dr. Nils did a session on you?
I noticed a slight difference. I did feel a slight improvement, but okay. It seems like we're back to where I was.
Okay. And did we talk about, I was trying to remember or not, if your back is such that when you sit down you have trouble standing and straightening up?
Right. When I sit on the computer for 8 hours, so
right.
When I stand up and everything seems to get stuck. So,
yeah, and I gave you, did I tell you about the technique I learned in yoga of lifting from the chest?
Yeah.
Did you try that?
I try half of the time, to be honest, half of the time. And I kind of laugh because I kind of, play a little joke with myself. So it's like, this better work. So I think half of the time worked.
All right. Yeah. No, the last time my back was lower back was tweaked, it worked really well for me. I mean, I could straighten up as long as I lifted my heart from my chest. I could do it without pain. It was pretty miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so anyway, Jude is already tuned in here, and what do we got going? Chiron and Saturn, it looks like.
Yeah, she was we're working on the governing vessel, the due meridian, which runs up the spine, and then the dymai, or the belt vessel, which runs kind of circularly around the down in the hip area. Raul, when you're talking about your hip, are you talking about the hip joint itself, or are you talking about kind of the sacral area?
I think it's more like hip joint. All those muscles feel really tight.
Okay.
And on both sides, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was Om and New Moon to open something up there. Now what, we got Saturn and Zodiac?
You're doing the Dino? Yeah, she's doing the Dino.
No, Jupiter and Jupiter and Zodiac. Is that where we are?
I can't see the other
one.
Yeah, okay. I think also when you get done with that, doing the opening up that that gallbladder channel along that side, like gallbladder 29 and gallbladder...
Separate both sides. So,
well, do one and the other. Do 30, maybe 29 to 31 and 31 to 34 or something, and then...
It's amazing how you guys remember all those numbers and those point and all that stuff and wherever it is.
Well, it's what we
It's automatic pilot for you guys, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like we've been doing this for whatever, 20-something, 25 years or something, so it's like any other job you...
You just know.
You know your tools and your, yeah.
So that she's using New Moon and Om, so that's for opening up.
We're actually opening up the kind of the gallbladder channel on the leg that kind of runs right through and through the joint area and then down the sides of the legs and down the side of the lower leg as well. And it fits in kind of.
Oh, that's interesting. The forks went flying.
Kind of fits in with the dymai, which the opening point for the dymai is also a gallbladder point. Yeah, this sounds like another didgeridoo.
You may get the didge again, huh?
Yeah, we'll see what Jude thinks, but that's what it's feeling like.
Are you experiencing anything, Raul?
I am just trying to be as peaceful and as grounded as I can.
Okay. All right, you get the big boy, the big didge coming up here, and there we go.
Jude's going to do forks down the what are called Huato Jiaji points, which are points along the spine with what we got here. Oh, New Moon and Neptune. So okay, opening and getting flow going. This is both for the nervous system and just the general flow of energy.
I was just checking in with my own personal fountain of youth here, grabbing a little energy. Yeah, Prescott makes me happy too.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going. Ooh, get Mars and Venus, yeah. The high frequency forks here.
Catch the do 2 do 16 while you're doing this too, with the high frequencies. Yeah.
And then we've got a congratulations to Peg from Seattle, winning the feline formula of the missing link. And she's going to get a double whammy today. She'll be our next caller, which is wonderful. And by the way, I do have a couple of open phone lines if you'd like to get in the queue and have a free remote session with Jude and Paul. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot me an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
All right.
And of course, Raul, nobody is meant to, designed to sit in front of a computer for 8 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's probably.
Yeah.
Now, do you, let's, Jude wanted to say something here.
Go ahead. I'm still working on.
Okay. Jude's still tuning in. I'm just wondering, do you have any, you know, for, because sitting at a computer for hours and hours at a time is something that lots of people do. Do you have any recommendations about how to make that work better for the body?
Stop it.
Well, that was easy.
But if you can't.
But if you can't.
Well, so a number one top recommendation is you get up and move every 40 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
That means, you know, that doesn't mean you take hours and hours. It means you get up and you walk around, change your position, get your eyes away from the computer screen, take a few deep breaths, have a little sip of water, and then come back.
Okay.
The other thing for people who are kind of inclined to be proactive is mantra. It's to do ohms, you know, to take a breath when you're sitting there and om shanti om, or some mantra that creates a sort of vibration for you, because what we're trying to do is keep you from that kind of rigid, stuck to the screen kind of stuff. The computer screen, sitting for that long just by itself is one thing. And then there's the whole business of computer screens have this kind of radiation, right? And so it interacts with your eyes. Your eyes are the sense organs, are associated with the liver. The liver is associated with smooth flow of energy in the body. There you go.
The other thing that I've seen is, and I don't know how widespread this is, but in some workplaces now, they have tabletops that the computer's on that lift up, so you can actually stand up for part of the time and work on your computer, and then then you can collapse it back down and sit for a while and like that. And I remember years ago when I was having some back issues, and I wasn't even working at a computer, but I was doing a lot of writing, doing, you know, having to log a bunch of stuff, that I would just I actually used a bookcase, which was higher than the desk, and I stood and did a bunch of it standing, which helped. So breaking up that pattern of just sitting all the time is really good.
I had a couple of things come in. I don't think it's intended for this purpose, but I know that at Ananda, is now teaching, Lynn Steele is teaching a yoga class in chairs, yoga in a chair sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe learning some yoga that you could do in the chair might be helpful. But the other thing, I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the air. I don't even know if I've mentioned it to Jude and Paul. But many years ago at the Monroe Fair, I picked up a thing called the Nada chair. NADA.
Oh, I know about this.
Yeah. Now it, at the time, it's kind of like, it comes in a little pouch that you unzip it, and then it turns into kind of a belt that goes around your back, and then straps that go over the front of your knees, and it was being sold as to replace a chair, like if you were going to a concert and sitting on the ground or somewhere, that you could put this Nada chair on, and it brings your lower lumbar spine into alignment and straightens your spine. Well, I was so impressed with it that I got one, and I didn't use it for years, and then I found it again, and what I discovered when I did some more checking on it, that the guy originally designed it to assist him in meditation to keep his spine straight. Okay, and I use it for that now. But I've also found for myself and others, because I have a couple of friends that have lower back issues, one even with a ruptured disc that's never been dealt with. And when you sit, you put this Nada chair on, and once you cinch it up, it pulls your lumbar spine into alignment, and all lower back pain just goes away. And it's pretty amazing. So I don't know. You're familiar with them?
I remember hearing about them years ago.
I have to bring mine in so you can check it out. But anyway, Raul, because I just got this a big time flash. If people working on computers use this Nada chair, it's much better for keeping the spine in alignment. And I know that when my back's hurting, if I use it, the pain goes away. And like I said, I have two friends that have extreme pain in their lower back from ruptured discs that have, and one's had surgery, one has not. And they cannot sit, but yet, if they use the Nada chair, they can sit comfortably with no pain. So just Google online, anybody, Nada chair, NADA chair, and it will come up, and you can get one. They're not expensive, and man, I love mine. I use mine for meditation all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'll do that right now.
So. What was sort of showing up, and I wasn't clear about it until you were talking.
Yeah.
So, Raul, are you familiar with a microcosmic orbit meditation?
I think so.
So it's the one where you bring energy in at the sort of just below the in the hara, below the belly button, right? You bring energy in and let it go down to the pelvic floor, and then as you inhale, you bring it up your spine, up over your head, and when it reaches your forehead, you exhale and bring it back down to that same spot.
This is a microcosmic
orbit.
Microcosmic orbit meditation.
Yeah, and it circulates the energy. So what it's doing is it's moving the energy in the body, and then when you get that circulation going, it uses the two central vessels in the body, the conception vessel and the governing vessel, and you kind of hold your tongue just behind your upper teeth, because that's where the two the governing vessel ends just above that, and the conception vessel ends just below that. So by holding your tongue there, you're kind of making a connection. So you circulate the energy.
Right, so you bring the energy in.
You breathe in through the hara down, drop it into the pelvic.
But the hara is where again?
About
just
2 inches
the
below your navel.
Yeah.
Okay, so you breathe in through the hara point, which is 2 inches below your navel.
Right.
And when you're seeing this, you do this, you imagine this is how you do this. So you imagine the breath coming in through the hara, which is 2 inches below the navel, and then
down.
What, like up through the astral?
No, down into the pelvic floor.
Oh, down into the pelvic floor.
Up the back.
And then
up
the back. As
like up
inhaling,
the astral spine,
over
probably.
The head.
Huh?
Yeah,
to the spiritual eye or third eye.
And at the third eye, you start to breathe out.
You breathe it out.
And you bring it back down the front midline,
back
to the same place that you...
Back to the hara?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the orbit, right? That's the hara. And there's kind of embellishments on that but basically it's bringing in both earthly and heavenly energies and circulating in the body, and it acts like a... supercharger in a way.
But it also really, really activates the circulation of the energy through the nervous system and through the spine.
And through the chakras.
And through the chakras, which all have, each chakra has a nerve plexus and an endocrine gland that's associated with it.
So maybe you would
doing
like,
this meditation activates all of that.
Okay, so you would sit in meditation and like do this a number of times, just keep repeating it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't even have to do it for very long. I mean, if you like on a break during the day, if you just do it, for 3-4 minutes, even a couple of times, 3-4 times a day, it can have a positive effect.
Okay, so
and you can do it sitting, with your feet flat on the floor, or you can do it standing, or you can do it sitting cross-legged. In which case, you're sort of using your coccyx as the place that you bring energy.
Okay. Now, so does that make sense to you, Raul? Do you understand the process?
I was familiar with it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you might be, and I think that it showed up as something really good for you to do.
Cool.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right, all kinds of stuff this week, so you better get back to me next week or soon and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I will.
Because I'll just be hanging out here by myself next week. Well, you know, so, you know, call me if I don't have anything else to do.
I will.
All righty, have a good week.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Raul.
Take care, Raul.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, we got to take care of advertisers here before we go to Peg. So, Peg, hold on. Take care of advertisers. We'll come right back to you. And anyone else that wants to have a free remote, we've got open lines, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and well, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a harmonic energy shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They're here with their acutonic forks and Tibetan bells and bowls and pua and didge and all that good stuff. And we've got open phone lines if you would like a free remote session. Local number is 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Right now, we're going to head to Seattle. And Peg, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi.
Hey, Peg.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you guys. I've been to see you, and I'm coming again in the not-too-distant future. But right now, I am suffering from sinus, some kind of head thing that it's not a cold, but I have just copious amounts of phlegm, and I'm just miserable.
So not to get too graphic, but what color is the phlegm?
It's kind of clear. I want clear, maybe a little bit of a beige color, but it doesn't got anything that I can see in it.
Really thick? Huh? Is it really thick?
It's thick, yes, it's thick. Although when I blow, you know, it's watered down.
Uh-huh. Headache?
Maybe a mild one. It's definitely pressure in my head.
Uh-huh. Did this start with a cold?
No. No, I haven't had a cold in years, knock wood.
Or how long has it been going on?
Well, I kind of have had this for a while. I think it's something that's kind of chronic, but just the last couple of days, it's just been awful. And I woke up this morning, just, you can almost hear it. It's just rattle in my throat and my head.
I mean, could that be allergic type thing, or?
It could be, possibly.
Well,
what are you thinking?
What?
Anything going on digestively?
No. Well, I'm constipated.
Yeah.
Well, that could. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So we should open that up as well. There's a connection in Chinese medicine between the lungs, which are, you know, part of that whole respiratory system and all of that, and the large intestine. There's a they're actually yin yang partners. Mm. So sometimes when you get issues with one, you'll get issues with the other. I think the other thing is all this damp weather. Some people are much more sensitive to it or reactive to it than other people, and so it can be an exogenous or kind of thing too. And so some of what we're starting with here are actually clearing points around the head. There's a couple of points in the gallbladder channel or in the back of the head right underneath the occipital bone that helped open this up. And then I'm also going to do a couple that are above the eyes. Are there places on your face where you feel pressure from sinus congestion?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
funny, Dr. Nels found something that's around the occipital too.
Yeah, and there's some, and then also we're opening up some points on the hand, kind of between the thumb and the first finger on the back of the hand. It's a point that's a master point for the head. And
yeah, I could do that too. I should. Probably.
Yeah, you could rub that. And then we're doing dispersing. We're using a zodiac, Ohm zodiac or zodiac third interval here to disperse the excess, because this is a this is definitely an excess condition, excess kind of dampness condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to work with clean because.
Yeah, Jude's picking up stuff. She's picking up stuff from the spleen as well, that there may be some digestive stuff, even if it's not showing up symptomatically. It may be producing. One of the things, there's. In Chinese medicine, there's three organs that are associated with water metabolism in the body. One's the kidneys, of course, and one's the spleen, and the other one's the lungs that help to move water. And so sometimes when the spleen energy gets too damp, it ordinarily it puts fluids up to moisten the lungs, but when it happens too much, then the lungs can't handle it all, and then that whole respiratory system can get plugged up.
That sounds familiar. In fact, Steve found some spleen thing when I was in, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, it's really interesting, since you've been talking about the spleen thing, I'm getting stuff in my, I'm feeling it in my nose. I don't know what that, but
it seems I can hear it in you, Martha.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it just came on since you were working with the spleen stuff. So that must there must be something to that, what you're doing.
And then you, what did you just do? Did you just do the gallbladder? Oh, okay. So we just did two points that helped to really open up the nose, both points on the dew channel and third eye kind of area. Okay, so also we're doing some points that are on the abdomen, just out from the belly button, that help to open up the intestines as well. The point on the stomach channel that corresponds to the large intestine. So these are to help kind of open up and get the energy flowing. That and then Pluto, which has a correspondence to the bowels as well.
Wow, everything is connected, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, sometimes the connections are exaggerated because they're out of balance, and that's kind of what we're going after here. The things are always connected. I mean,
yeah, obviously, but it's interesting. Who would have thought the bowels had anything to do with the sinus? You know,
something else.
Yeah,
I was going to say that most of it is cleared for me, but there's something else still left.
Field stuff around the head.
Yeah. Okay. That feels right to me.
So also kind of working with an opening interval here, new moon fifth opening interval to around the upper body, and actually kind of all the way from the kind of from the diaphragm upward, opening up and dispersing.
Yeah, that's
the other point I'm getting, Jude, is do 14, maybe dispersing. This is a point on the between the seventh cervical vertebrae and the first thoracic vertebrae. That's a point for clearing, kind of from the exogenous or the exterior stuff that's come in. And Jude's lifting her finger, saying, one more thing here.
Uh-huh.
Two more things.
And she's down on the floor getting stuff. Oh, big bowl. You get a big bowl. Oh, that's nice. I love those bowls. So Jude's gonna passing the bowl on to Paul, and then ting shaws are coming out. There we go. I love these too.
To clear the field.
Okay, that's making a difference for me.
The other thing that happened when she did the tinctures along with the bowl is I felt the pineal gland open up.
Uh-huh.
I definitely felt something.
Good, good.
And then she's going to ground her with these low ohm forks on the
You may feel bottoms, something in your feet.
Bottoms of your virtual feet.
Yeah. And this looks like it's going to work out perfect timing-wise because we're just getting to the tail end of this second hour of Animal World. But we, of course, are here for another hour until noon. We've got open lines. And we, of course, I'm pushing current events over to the next hour if we don't have any new phone calls by the time we open up the next hour. We'll do current events. Otherwise, we'll stay with phone calls till a little later in the hour.
My feet are tingling.
Your feet are tingling? Wonderful.
The bottoms of my feet.
The bottoms, tingling. Yeah, that's what she was just doing, the big ohm forks on the bottom of your feet.
It was a little delayed response, but there it is.
Wow, excellent.
So the other thing to try and play with is alternate nostril breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you plug one side of breathe in and then you open it up and breathe out the other side. That showed up as something that would be helpful.
Yeah, usually we do this with breathing in for a count of four and then holding for a count of four and then exhaling for a count of four and then holding for a count of four. And then so you don't want to do it too fast, otherwise you hyperventilate.
Right,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I call that square breathing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that's good for Peg?
I think so. If you used a neti pot, I would try the neti pot.
I do have a neti pot. Didn't even think of it yet this morning.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
I think I can feel it already kind of clearing. I mean,
all right, Peg. Well,
if
I'm looking for stuff to talk about next week, call me and give me a report on how you're doing, okay?
I will.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, that does us for hour number two. We're going to fire up hour number three. We've got open lines if you'd like to grab one, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.